Chapter 5. Set and Maintain the Theater. Chapter 5 discusses setting the theater of operations. First, the chapter sets the context and describes how the theater army, in its primary role as the ASCC, assists the GCC. It then covers applicable planning and preparation considerations by warfighting function. In closing, the chapter links theater security cooperation with setting the theater. Setting the theater. The phrase set the theater or setting the theater is used to capture the broad range of functions and tasks conducted to shape the operational area and establish the conditions across an AOR that enable the execution of the strategic plans as established by the Combatant Command Campaign Plan. The purpose of setting the theater is to shape conditions to gain access required to facilitate future military operations, sustain Army and Joint Forces within an AOR, and facilitate the successful execution of the Combatant Command Campaign Plan and other strategic plans. Setting the theater is a continuous shaping activity conducted throughout competition and conflict, as well as for contingency or crisis response operations. The shaping operations that support setting the theater are characteristically similar in any level of competition or conflict. They continue across an AOR, even when armed conflict erupts and a separate JOA or theater of operations is established. These shaping operations include gym coordination, military engagement, and security cooperation, and other shaping or preventative activities. Setting the theater involves significant sustainment, AMD, engineering, information collection, communications, and influence activities, focused on setting conditions to counter known or anticipated threats to United States strategic interests across the AOR. It begins with the identification and analysis of host and partner nation resources, to include electromagnetic spectrum, EMS coordination, CAR-5-12, and JP-3-85, and capabilities required to support campaign and contingency plans. Planners leverage whole-of-government initiatives, such as bilateral or multilateral diplomatic agreement, to allow United States forces to have access to ports, terminals, airfields and bases within the AOR. Diplomatic agreements are necessary to ensure access and supportability to future military operations in support of the Combatant Command Campaign Plan or the associated operations and contingency plans. As part of joint interdependence, the Army plays a crucial role in setting the theater, especially in terms of posturing forces and capabilities and establishing and maintaining footprints and agreements. The Army, via the Theater Army, is the service with the capacity to provide the GCC with the most capabilities for setting the theater. Many of the tasks involved in setting the theater are associated with the Army's statutory requirements, as well as its unique sustainment capabilities, enabling its ability to provide common user logistics and ASOS as directed by the GCC. See JP-30 for more on setting conditions for theater operations. See JP-40 and FM-30 for more on Theater Army responsibilities for setting the theater. Planning and preparation. Although setting the theater is considered sustainment-oriented, it involves all warfighting functions and is a continuous, enduring task. In order to execute timely and sustainable operations across the range of military operations in support of the GCC's objectives, Theater Army commanders must continuously integrate all the warfighting functions. Theater Army planners routinely update assessments and work toward establishing or setting conditions for swift implementation of critical capabilities if required. Command and control. While setting the Theater Army helps determine the appropriate mix of Army headquarters and capabilities necessary to fulfill the GCC's objectives and requirements. Army headquarters provide the C2 structure necessary to plan, prepare, execute and assess operations with the joint force and partner nations. The headquarters develop relationships with host nation governments and security forces that enables the GCC to continuously set the theater and shape OEs. As part of setting the theater, C2 is focused on the following four things: identifying and providing a headquarters capable of meeting the various joint and multinational C2 requirements of the specified CON plans or O plans. Assisting in tailoring Army forces, to include the forward stationing and rotational deployment of Army forces to meet the capabilities required of the specified CON plans or O plans. Establishing a theater communications architecture capable of meeting joint force requirements. Establishing links to gym organizations that support theater operations. The Theater Army identifies the land power requirements necessary to support a GCC's operation plans, to include contingency and security cooperation activities. The Theater Army also recommends the optimum deployment sequence for Army forces to the GCC. The process of determining the right mix of forces and the sequence of their deployment is called force tailoring. The Theater Army is not the approval authority for the identified force package, but it plays a critical role in the force tailoring process. Whenever possible, the DA identifies regionally aligned forces that concentrate on missions and capabilities required for a particular area of responsibility. Regionally aligned forces begin planning for their potential missions in conjunction with Theater Army staff. The result of this planning and coordination is a tailored force package ready to support a contingency or planned deployment, such as a rotation of forward-based forces. The Theater Army is also responsible for recommending command and support relationships. The Theater Army contributes significantly to Joint C2 by executing the critical tasks of establishing, maintaining, and defending the communications architecture to support Army and Joint Forces operating in an AOR. The Theater Army executes its communications responsibilities primarily through a signal command, theater, assigned to support the area of responsibility. The Theater Army G6 must continually update the signal operations assessments in order to refine the theater communications support plan outlining the establishment, maintenance, and defense of the communications and network architecture. Signal activities that support setting the theater include key leader engagements, bilateral and multinational exercises to improve multinational communications interoperability, negotiations to develop bilateral and multinational sharing agreements, the use of grants and contracts to improve interoperability and the communications capabilities of partner nations, designing interoperability into acquisition programs, agreements for shared use of the EMS, mapping of adversary capabilities in the EMS, developing guidance and programs for sharing cybersecurity information. Inherent to setting a theater is the establishment of several partnerships. The Theater Army works to establish links to gym organizations that support theater operations. Establishing and maintaining these links are important to setting the conditions in an AOR for the execution of strategic plans. These links and partnerships can provide the United States with critically needed access to existing infrastructure and forward-based locations that enable theater entry or close gaps in required capabilities or lines of communication. These links include receiving gym direction regarding ground activities, advising the GCC on Army capabilities, establishing liaisons with gym organizations, non-governmental organizations, and private organizations focused on or in theater, augmenting gym staffs as required, linking with specific gym, non-governmental organizations, and private organizations and systems, coordinating intelligence collection, analysis, and dissemination with other theater-focused agencies. Movement and maneuver. Ongoing planning for setting the theater within the movement and maneuver warfighting function is centered on mobilization, deployment, employment, and redeployment of forces. All of these elements are encompassed in force projection. Being able to quickly project a force into an operational area is essential to effective operations to prevent conflict. Significant planning and coordination is required to enable force projection to include, but not limited to, use of and operational access to international waters, international airspace, the space domain, the cyberspace domain, and the EMS. Operational access enables freedom of maneuver and underpins force projection. Combined training and exercises assist in establishing theater gateways and access agreements for activities like cross-border movements and status of forces agreements, and help set conditions for future contingencies, aiding in the planning process. These also serve as a way to reinforce commitment to our partners and allies, as well as communicate security commitments to adversaries. How the GCC intends to employ forces is the foundation of force tailoring, deployment structure, and timing. Detailed force planning establishes what, where, and when forces are needed for successful outcomes. Force planning ensures only personnel, equipment, and materiel required to accomplish the commander's concept of operations deploy. Force requirements are documented in a notional TIPFID and sequenced during plan development to support the concept of operations. The notional TIPFID depicts force requirements and force flow for assessment purposes and is used to analyze sourcing and transportation feasibility. If developed, the force list will be entered into the Joint Operation Planning and Execution System, known as JOPES, as the basis for this analysis. For additional information on the TIPFID development, see CJCS Guide 3122 and CJCSM 3122.02 Foxtrot. When conducting deployment planning and TIPFID development, the following operational requirements should be considered and will require synchronization and discussion across multiple warfighting functions to include movement and maneuver, intelligence, and sustainment. Existing distribution plans. Planners should review U.S. Transcom campaign plans and any applicable theater distribution campaign plans at the onset of deployment planning. U.S. Transcom guidance provides a baseline assessment of the global distribution network capabilities against current and emerging requirements. Threat environment. An OE and threats to the mission and the force, whether permissive, uncertain, or hostile, may affect the order force flow. Planning the proper balance between deploying the force rapidly with the right mix of combat power and materiel is crucial. Planners identify threats and hazards, assessing the threats and hazards to determine risks, develop preventive measures, and integrate protection capabilities into a comprehensive scheme of protection that includes mitigating measures. Initial protection planning requires various assessments to establish protection priorities. Assessments include threats, hazards, vulnerability, and criticality. These assessments are used to determine which assets can be protected, given no constraints, and which assets can be protected with available resources. There are seldom sufficient resources to simultaneously provide all assets the same level of protection. Training. As an element of force planning, the GCC may identify specific pre-deployment training necessary to meet mission requirements. Deployment planning should consider the required time and resources necessary to conduct and validate mission-specific training. The Theater Army is responsible for the training and readiness of all assigned and attached Army forces in the area of responsibility. The exception is those Army forces transiting the area of responsibility. The Theater Army Commander identifies the pre-deployment training required for a specific mission. The Theater Army, working with the GCC staff and Department of State, establishes and supports theater training facilities to support forward-stationed units. As Army units deploy to the theater, the training requirements expand rapidly. Infrastructure assessment. The physical network or transportation infrastructure strongly influences deployment operations. A robust network of modern air and seaports, highways, railroads, petroleum distribution, and inland waterways greatly expedites the throughput of forces, equipment, and supplies. A lesser developed, austere, or damaged infrastructure impedes deployment operations, affects port of debarkation or port of embarkation alternatives, and may require an early deployment of support capabilities or engineer units. A thorough assessment of the physical network will lead to better understanding of an OE and more effective planning for what is required for resource and support. Intelligence. The intelligence warfighting function is focused on collecting, producing, and disseminating intelligence during setting the theater. The Theater Army utilizes all of the intelligence collection capabilities to include signal, geospatial, counterintelligence, human, open source, measurements and signature intelligence, atmospheric, and technical intelligence to support situational understanding of an OE. Intelligence tasks directly related to setting the theater include, but are not limited to, developing regional threat databases and signatures, developing and enhancing intelligence products to support deterrence activities, developing and refining intelligence portions of contingency plans and estimates, including threat characteristics, tactics, techniques, procedures, capabilities, orders of battle, and new systems, providing unit access to intelligence repositories, providing warning intelligence, supporting operational preparation of the environment, conducting information collection. Fires. The fires warfighting function is focused on planning and employing lethal and non-lethal Army and joint fires during setting the theater. The Theater Army integrates information collection and influence assets into theater-level targeting through the joint targeting process. Commanders and their fire support staff develop deliberate targets for current and future operations. These actions set conditions for future successful combined arms operations during OPLAN execution. In any operational context, the fire's warfighting function will engage adversaries in all domains to retain the initiative and set conditions favorable to the joint force. Commanders, assisted by their staffs, integrate and synchronize information advantage activities across the range of military operations to focus combat power and gain relative advantage in an OE. In all situations, Army forces conduct information advantage activities in support of a larger GIM effort based on the combatant commander's campaign plan. As such, to meet the commander's objectives, operations focused on cognitive effects or influence must be fully integrated and coordinated with all other joint force actions and the strategic political level to achieve a coherent and synchronized approach. Information operations staff and planners contribute to the commander's understanding by providing an analysis of the information environment, matching the desired information operations effect to the GCC's objectives, and providing advice for allocating the resources necessary to execute the tasks that achieve the desired effects. Military units are organized, trained, and equipped to employ lethal force. Units equipped solely with traditional military weapons have two options to impose their will: threatening deadly force or applying deadly force. The limited options represent a potential vulnerability adversaries may exploit. Integrating non-lethal weapons gives commanders additional options for mitigating this vulnerability while maintaining appropriate force protection and minimizing non-combatant fatalities. Non-lethal weapons may be used with lethal weapon systems to enhance effectiveness and efficiency in military operations. Non-lethal weapons enable target engagement in situations where lethal force may be counterproductive to established objectives and strategic goals. See ATP 3-22.40 for more information. Sustainment. From the sustainment warfighting perspective, setting the theater includes both actively providing sustainment as well as planning and actions in support of sustainment preparation of an OE. On a daily basis, the Theater Army, through the Theater Sustainment Command, provides logistics, financial management, and personnel services to Army forces operating within the area of responsibility. Military engagements and security cooperation, as well as other activities in support of Title 10 USC, Section 7013 Bravo requirements, contingency operations, and crisis response operations. Sustainment support to setting the theater involves theater opening, receiving initial forces, equipment, and supplies, and assembling them into mission-tailored units, and transporting them to their final destination. It also includes establishing a distribution network, identifying local procurement requirements, employing the Theater Gateway Personnel Accountability Team, and setting the conditions for medical operations. More detailed information on providing sustainment support, as listed above, can be found in Chapter 6 of this publication, ADP 40, FM 40, and ATP 4-94. To facilitate assessment and planning for sustainment, the Combatant Command J4, in concert with Unified Action Partners, develop a theater logistics analysis. See JP 40. In the theater logistics analysis, sustainment planners leverage all interactions with host nation sustainment professional counterparts during multinational sustainment planning and execution exercises. This written analysis captures and distributes insights into the host nation's capabilities, processes, and policies, as well as detailed after-action reports. Planners prepare for sustainment support to the theater as part of setting the theater by identifying potential risks in terms of access, capabilities, and capacities in theater, so planners can develop alternatives and mitigating measures. Representative questions planners try to answer include: are any agreements with host nation or multinational partners in place? Does the host nation have supply resources available to support United States forces? Are health threats present in an OE, and have mitigation strategies been identified? What host nation facilities are available? Airports, seaports, military facilities, hospitals, barracks, water systems, electrical networks, warehouses, and other storage facilities? Has geospatial information gathering, site reconnaissance, and surveys of ports been conducted? What are the contracting options? What resources have other United States government departments and agencies or Unified Action Partners identified? What skills does the local labor force have? What host nation communications capabilities are available? What is the entry environment, permissive or non-permissive? Are host nation banking infrastructure and e-commerce capabilities available? Are considerations in place on host nation postal limitations and restrictions? As part of setting the theater, planners must identify and assess critical infrastructure and installation needs and compare the results to current and programmed military construction requirements and authorities. The theater logistics analysis provides a rough, detailed country-by-country analysis of key infrastructure. It discusses infrastructure by location or installation, main operating base, forward operating site, or cooperative security location, footprint projections, locations anticipated for force employment, host nation agreements that provide logistic support to the theater of operations from peace through contingency operations, identifying infrastructure and capacity to receive personnel, commodities, equipment, and other resources is imperative. Assessing availability of warehouses, cold storage facilities, production and manufacturing plants, reservoirs, administrative facilities, hospitals, sanitation capabilities, hotels, barracks, military bases, airfields, and rail systems can greatly reduce the requirement for the deployment of United States assets. See Chapter 4 for more information on assessing and developing infrastructure. Using the theater logistics analysis and in support of setting the Theater Army assists in developing the Theater Logistics Overview segment of the Combatant Commander's Campaign Plan, which outlines the logistics architecture across the AOR. The Theater Logistics Analysis and Theater Logistics Overview are analysis products used as the starting point for further sustainment planning for specific operations plans or contingencies. Refinement of the sustainment plans in support of operation plans and combatant command campaign plans is a continuous process. The Theater Army and TSC must interact with strategic and operational commands and organizations essential to setting and maintain the theater. These organizations include the Defense Logistics Agency and the USAMC. Army Field Support Brigades are allocated to a theater army and assist in setting the theater through the employment of USAMC capabilities. The Defense Logistics Agency, in coordination with the Combatant Command and Services, continues to refine its mission analysis and logistics estimates to identify joint logistics requirements and continue to set the theater. Actions may include changes in stock positioning, for example, locations, quantities, contract reviews for appropriate surge clauses and operational contingency zones, market research to identify local procurement opportunities, discussions with industrial base partners regarding production capacities, identification of potential acquisition policy waivers that may be required, close coordination with the services on readiness rates and critical weapon systems, a readiness review of Defense Logistics Agency deployable capabilities. The USAMC provides logistics, technology, acquisition support, and selected logistics support to Army forces, as well as USAMC-related common support to other services and multinational and interagency partners through lifecycle management commands. Lifecycle management commands conduct theater-level contingency planning with USAMC, Army Sustainment Command, and TSCs during set-the-theater deliberate planning. These USAMC lifecycle management commands include USAMC staff, as well as related Assistant Secretary of the Army Acquisition, Logistics and Technology Program Executive Office, and Program Management Offices. Together, these Lifecycle Management Command USAMC and Assistant Secretary of the Army Acquisition, Logistics and Technology Elements work to ensure support for fielded weapon systems and equipment for their entire lifecycle. During the Set the Theater planning process, theater armies and their supporting TSCs must coordinate with the Center for Army Analysis and develop OPLAN battle loss and battle damage estimates with USAMC and its subordinate lifecycle management commands that operate the depots. The TSCs, in conjunction with Army Sustainment Command and USAMC lifecycle management commands, need to plan for the footprint, support requirements, and force protection of depot maintenance forward repair activities. The Theater Army and Theater Sustainment Command have access to Logistics Civil Augmentation Program, LogCAP Planners. LogCAP is a performance-based program that provides broad, contracted sustainment support to GCC joint operations, coalition partners, and other federal agencies to address regional and country planning requirements where a military capability is not readily available, in support of setting the theater and theater sustainment. Pre-awarded task orders are regionally aligned for rapid response to emerging events. LogCAP is designed to support operations to shape and sustainment preparation of an OE. LogCAP is designated as a preferred source for logistics support and must be considered before establishing a new contract. See ATP 4-10.1 and AR 700-137 for additional information on LogCAP. The Theater Army planners identify operational contract support requirements and capabilities within the theater of operations to ensure effective execution of contract support arrangements as required. Areas of consideration include existing in-theater contracting capability, control, and supporting identification of the contracting community of interest and augmentation. The Theater Army surgeon ensures AHS support is adequately planned and in place through their assigned MedCom DS. The MedCom DS maintains a regional focus that encompasses the GCC's entire AOR and is critical for the successful provision of AHS support to set the theater. The medical commander's ability to assess host nation medical capability and the presence of health threats prevalent in the AOR facilitates planning and execution of regional strategies for establishment of the theater joint trauma system and mitigation of identified threats. The MedCom DS provides the GCC an effective tool to assist in maximizing the use of scarce medical resources, shaping the security environment by building partner medical capacity, and alleviating health conditions that not only impact United States military forces, but also multinational partners and particular challenges faced by the host nation. Understanding the roles and responsibilities of all agencies involved, to include the Department of State, World Health Organization, partner nations, and others, for integration and synchronization of all medical capabilities in the region is critical. The MedCom DS provides AHS support to set the theater through coordination and integration of strategic medical capabilities from the United States sustaining base. It provides support through global health engagements, establishment and maintenance of medical support agreements, deploying medical technical expertise for consultation services and other support, and military medical training exercises, as well as the following. Executing AHS support to other services. Recommending theater evacuation policy adjustments. Providing theater food protection support. Coordinating with U.S. Transcom for patient movement plans. Ensuring integration and interoperability of theater medical capabilities. Providing AHS support to FHA and FDR. Conducting medical preparation of an OE. Maximizing use of host nation medical capabilities. Establishing and executing occupational and environmental health surveillance programs and countermeasures. Coordinating with the National Center for Medical Intelligence, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and other strategic partners for identification and mitigation of regional health threats. Planning and coordination for AHS support to non-combatant evacuation operations, RSOI, and theater opening. Protection. Protection during operations to set the theater, preserve, and enable conditions for follow-on operations. Commanders must incorporate the primary protection tasks into their efforts based on their understanding and assessment of the theater. Protection planners who remain synchronized with other warfighting functions to maintain accurate and current assessments of conditions within a country or key locations are better equipped to ensure assets are available or in place to protect United States forces, material, or populations, resources, critically required infrastructure, and lines of communication. The following protection tasks are of particular importance when planning operations to set the theater. AMD support coordination. Anti-terrorism measures. Seaburn operations. EOD support. Force health protection. Physical security procedures. Operational security, area security, police operations to include logistics security, detention operations, survivability, personnel recovery, cyberspace security and defense, to include defense of critical civilian contract providers, electromagnetic protection, risk management. Commanders in theaters with significant aerial threat provide continuous land-based theater, AMD capabilities, to protect forces. Defending force generation assets from air and missile threats is a critical task, especially in the early phases of a major operation. AMD planning begins at the theater level and addresses the various aspects of AMD capabilities and airspace requirements. Air Defense Artillery staff personnel from the AAMDC participate in the development of war plans to shape specific regions well in advance of conflict. They ensure the land-based defensive counter-air capabilities are integrated with the other domains and performed continuously throughout the operation. AMD planning considerations are based on capabilities of projected air and missile threats, sensor coverage by various AMD air and ground assets, sharing of air picture information, and networking requirements to support and coordinate the engagement of targets. Theater security cooperation. Although the Department of State leads and provides oversight for security cooperation efforts through its bureaus, offices, and overseas missions, security assistance and many security cooperation activities are conducted and coordinated throughout the GCC AOR by, with, or through the Theater Army to build defense relationships that promote specific United States security interests, develop allied and friendly military capabilities for self-defense and multinational operations, provide United States forces with peacetime and contingency access to a host nation. The Theater Army provides a regionally oriented, long-term Army presence for military engagement and security cooperation. As part of setting the theater, Theater Army planners plan and integrate security cooperation activities and articulate how those activities fit within the broader context of an OE and achieve combatant commander objectives. Theater Army staffs work in conjunction with the institutional force to develop allied and partner doctrine and procedures to enable the successful synchronization and integration of allied land forces during ULO. The Theater Army helps coordinate and provide resources to support security cooperation activities, including those efforts focused toward enhancing land forces' interoperability, building capacity and capabilities, and strengthening relationships with allies and partners as directed by the GCC. Theater armies provide the GCC with regionally aligned forces and, in some cases, specially trained forces competent in languages, cultures, history, security force assistance, foreign internal defense, and threat knowledge in areas of potential conflict. These Army forces enable combatant commanders to shape an OE by developing relationships with host nation senior military leaders and security forces. Ultimately, theater armies direct the activities of theater-assigned forces and regionally aligned forces to achieve United States theater strategic and national military objectives. See FM 3-22 for more information on Army support to security cooperation.